early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while.
Including the governor. At three.
Won't y'all keep the change, Flo?
Much obliged, Harry.
Hey, where's all your business around here? You know, I ain't seen this place this slow since the egg scare.
Ain't it the truth? When you can hear the syrup falling on the hotcakes, you know this place is empty. Come back, Harry.
Where is everybody? Got a pot full of oatmeal and 3 tons of bacon going to waste back here.
Let's see you make a lunch special out of that, Mel.
It ain't impossible.
I can't figure it out. Been open for over 2 hours now, and we've only had one customer.
Don't worry. There's probably a good reason.
Just don't get it. The food is the same as it's always been.
That's a good reason.
Hey, I don't need you to make cracks at my cooking.
Yeah, he's got me for that.
Are you either?
It is kind of strange. Not even any of our regulars have been in. Mel, do you mind if I'm frank with you?
Frankly, yes.
Mel, do you think that maybe your business has dropped because, of your attitude?
What's wrong with my attitude?
Well, did you ever stop to consider that maybe you should be a little more polite to the people that eat here?
Polite? Is that the word you use, polite?
Yes.
Well, I just happen to be polite to all my customers. You just show me one customer who doesn't think I'm polite, and I'll punch him right in the nose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you have a black belt in courtesy.
Tee-hee-hee, Alice.
Hey, Alice. Hey, ma'am. Here comes a customer. She's headed right for the diner.
Customer?
Yeah, she looks like a real high-class lady. Mm-hmm. Hey, ma'am, you better turn on that old charm.
I'll show you girls how to treat customers. Got to make them feel like they're at home. Take a cup, a pot of coffee, and you give them a smile as they walk through the door.
Well, you better come on over here. She's coming. Come on, hurry up.
I am going to give her personalized service. Just watch the old man. Mira?
Mel?
Yeah, take this. It's a gift.
A gift? You mean you're not going to yell at me for being late?
I am so anxious to see somebody walk through that door that even you look good.
I'm joking.
Oh, I bet you guys are enjoying yourselves watching my business go down the tubes.
That's not true, Mel.
Oh, come on, Mel. Don't worry. Business will pick up.
Yeah? What if it doesn't? Where could a guy like me go to get a job? Have to go back to school or something.
Well, now, if we get you a little pair of short pants, they'll let you in kindergarten.
Wow. You guys noticed how still the air is today? It's like the world was holding its breath, waiting for something to happen.
Earthquake weather.
What?
I heard it on the radio this morning.
What are you talking about?
Well, the newscaster said that an old Indian predicted there's going to be an earthquake today. It came to him during a week-long trance.
A week-long trance?
Why not? Vera's been in a trance all her life. And you girls, stop worrying. No Indian can predict an earthquake.
Well, Mel, I bet that's why there's no customers in here today. I bet they all left town because they're afraid of that earthquake.
Excuse me, did the Indian happen to mention what time the earthquake would take place?
This morning at precisely 11:37.
Yeah?
Bilgewater.
Well, if there is an earthquake, at least I'm prepared. I bought a book.
Oh, good idea. It's always good to be reading, you know, while they're digging you out of the rubble.
It's called The Handy Disaster Book.
Oh,
Well, catchy title. Must be a lot of laughs.
I got it at the supermarket. Did you know that the largest meteor in history hit Arizona?
A meteor hit Arizona? Where was it?
Oh, right next to the vegetable section. It only costs 35 cents, and it tells about all the famous disasters.
No kidding, in this little book? Yeah, well, what does it say about the Chicago fire?
Let's see. Chicago once had a big fire.
That's all?
What do you expect for 35 cents?
Hey, customers! I'm gonna give them Class A service. I'll spread my grill with my finest lard.
You're gonna sit on the grill, Mayo!
Well, is this one all right with you?
Yep, it's my kind of place. But I know you'll get heartburn just reading the menu.
It's not that bad.
Now, didn't you get an upset stomach from the cottage cheese last night?
It was the chives. I shouldn't eat chives.
Look, why don't you leave me here and find yourself one of those health food joints? I thought you could pick me up on your way out of town. Well, you can't miss me. I'll be the one with the dangling cuff.
That's not all.
Good morning, gentlemen. Oh, traveling together, I see.
Good morning. Do you have anything for an upset stomach?
Yes, some good advice. Don't eat here.
Just give me a glass of buttermilk, please.
Okay. And you, sir?
I can't find what I want on here.
Well, what would you like? Mel will make you anything you want.
Wait till you hear this.
I would like roast turkey, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, Parker house rolls, and early peas.
Don't forget stuffing. You know how Grandma likes stuffing.
When will you give up? Mr. Reese here is on his way back to the institution he calls home and is engaging in another of his whimsical delaying tactics.
Yesterday in El Paso, I ordered Peking duck.
In Feinberg's Deli.
Oh, hi, Gus. That's my booth right there. Hey, Mayo, you know who didn't come in here today?
Yeah, everybody.
No, I'm talking about old man Peterson.
Maybe he skipped town with that Indian.
What's this about the Indian?
Just making conversation.
Morning, Gus.
Morning.
Nice to see a familiar face in here, even if it is yours.
So you're still crazy about me?
Well, you know how I am about men with mustaches.
I don't have one.
Right. You ordering breakfast, Gus?
I don't think I'd have strength enough to eat it. I was up all night.
Do I know her?
Nothing like that. I wish it was. Those dang dogs of mine, they yipped and yowled all night long.
What you need is a cup of Mel's coffee. That'll not only wake you up, it'll start your car at the same time. Hey, Vera, draw one for Gus and make it black and mean. This poor man's dogs kept him up all night.
Uh-huh. What? You want to let me in on those ahas?
Well, you heard Flo say that Gus's dogs kept him up all last night?
Yeah.
My handy disaster book says that eccentric animal behavior is common before major earthquakes.
Really?
Yesterday, my hamster Harold, he was acting so strange. He kept running around his cage backwards, and he just kept squeaking and squeaking. It was as if he wanted to tell me something important.
Maybe he was trying to tell you that he needed oil. Harold is normal. Sounds like you're the one that should be kept in the cage.
Oh, no. Running around on that wheel would make me dizzy. And it isn't just Harold. But you know my goldfish, Starsky and Hutch?
Yes, I believe we've met.
Hutch has been so nervous lately. He's gained a lot of weight. He's been nibbling at his castle. So the only explanation can be that there's going to be an earthquake.
Vera, you know you're making me crazy. I gotta go serve my handcuffed customers here.
Unless Hutch is expecting.
Cancel coffee, Vera. When I told Gus about the earthquake rumor, he split.
What are you doing? Scaring away my customers?
Well, at least Gus left me a big tip.
Big tip? He didn't eat anything.
What better reason to leave a tip?
Flo, they should write a song about you. The Mouth of Texas.
Isn't there any time when he doesn't have to wear that thing?
When he goes to the bathroom.
More coffee, please.
He's a three-time loser, lady, and if I were in his shoes, I'd be trying to get to Rio.
It's where my mother is.
His mother has been dead for 8 years.
She died of a broken heart.
She died of cirrhosis of the liver. You drove her to drink.
Well, what do you expect from an environment like that? Five of us living in one room. My kid's sister suffering from scurvy.
I don't want to hear about it. This job is tough enough without getting emotionally involved. I keep telling you, stop trying to play on my sympathy. I don't sleep well as it is.
How do you sleep when you...
May I have the check, please, miss? I want to get out of here.
I didn't have my pumpkin pie yet.
Forget dessert. They're talking about an earthquake.
Yeah. Do you think that could happen here?
You never know.
Listen, lady, if I have my choice between an earthquake and cell number 3416, I'll take the quake.
What time is it supposed to hit?
11:37.
All right, let him have his pie, but you only got an hour to eat it, and quake or no quake, we're hitting the road.
We don't have any pumpkin pie.
Would you give him whatever kind of pie you do have?
Certainly.
No, I'll have it at that table right there.
The hell you will.
Come on, that might be the last table I sit at for two.
I certainly hope so. I have another glass of buttermilk, please.
Yes, sir.
More coffee.
What you looking for?
Tip money.
How much did you drop?
I didn't drop any, but I sure hope I find some, because we're short.
Well, maybe somebody made a phone call.
Yeah, and maybe Eskimos need air conditioning.
Alice, I'd buy that theory if this was the first time, but it's not. This has been going on for a while. I noticed last night there wasn't as much in here as there ought to be, especially since it was all the fried chicken you can eat for a buck and a half night.
I'm sorry, Flo. I really just can't get involved with this problem. Not when the earth is about to open up.
Are you still worrying about earthquakes?
Yeah. We never had quakes back in Jersey. The earth never moved. Just kind of lay there.
Well, the earth don't move in Phoenix either. Except on an occasional Saturday night.
Okay, Mel. Put it back.
Put what back?
Our tip money. Somebody's been dipping into it, and it stands to reason it ain't none of us, so that leaves you.
Hey, we came to an understanding a long time ago. I stay out of tip class, you stay out of men's room.
Go ahead, eat your pie. What are you waiting for?
I was just thinking. You know the mountain we passed just before we got here?
The one that looks like your brother, Eddie?
Yeah, that's the one.
It's called Camelback. What about it?
Well, you think we could stop and pick up some postcards of it? You see, my sister's not well enough to travel, and I
don't
want to
hear about it. Eat your pie. Must be pretty good from the look on your face.
That's not why I'm smiling. I have to go to the can.
Elvira, just relax. Stay calm. Cool.
Okay, Alice.
I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
I want my mommy. Would somebody kindly tell me what that was?
Probably some truck passing by.
A truck? A truck shook us like that?
Yeah, a truck. You know, a big semi. Yeah. Good thing I wasn't cooking my souffle.
You never cooked one of them things in your life. Who ever heard of a navy bean souffle?
Well, whatever it wasn't that earthquake that the Indian predicted, because it isn't 11:37 yet.
Oh, how many times do I have to tell you girls? There isn't going to be an earthquake.
According to the handy disaster book, it probably was what they call a localized pre-shock.
A localized what?
Before a major quake, two facing plates will shift slightly along the fault line.
You mean all that shaking we just had wasn't a real earthquake?
That's right. Oh, the real earthquake will be much worse. That was just a sissy quake.
I'm calling Tommy's school.
Oh, Alice, don't let Vera spook you.
Anybody got any change?
Oh, here's the tip money. Somebody else is.
You and your turkey dinner.
What do you suppose that was?
I don't know, and I don't care. What I do know is this is the last time I ever let a con get to me. From here on, I am a dedicated cop going strictly by the book.
Oh, come on.
Which means that you talk only when you're spoken to. You call me sir, and if you so much as mention your family one more time, I'm going to wrap a rubber band around your tongue. You want another piece of pie?
Well, in that case, don't tell Tommy I called. I wouldn't want to upset him. Okay, thanks. They didn't feel a thing.
What'd I tell you? Truck goes by, everybody goes ape.
All right, now listen. Whatever it was we felt, it sure as hell wasn't no quake.
How can you be so sure?
I saw the movie.
I guess I owe everybody an apology. Let my imagination run away with me, you know. I'm sorry. But you got to remember the closest thing to a natural disaster I've ever been in was Newark.
A semi going by, huh?
What else could it be?
Did you see it going by?
No.
Did you hear it?
No.
Well, the next semi is due to go by at 11:37.
The hell are you doing?
Getting ready for the next semi.
There isn't going to be an earthquake.
Where have you been, anyhow? We've been wondering where you were.
I just went in the back for a minute.
We thought maybe you'd decided to abandon ship. What's the matter? Wouldn't you pick up, start?
Never use the word abandon in front of the word ship. Anyway, I thought it'd be a good idea just to take care of the gas main.
Was it sick?
It was on, so I turned it off, just in case there is an earthquake. And I've got my employees to think about. A lot of people that live out there. My gas bill.
What time have you got?
Exactly 11:38.
That's what the clock has. I have 11:39. I'm calling up to find out what the exact time is.
Oh, here.
Thanks.
You know what this quake reminds me of, Mel? My second husband. You couldn't count on him either.
Oh, broad ones, just like that. Couldn't count on her for anything.
You mean you had a big, passionate affair?
I would have. She never showed up.
Okay, it's right. The clock is right.
And the Indian was wrong. Just why he left town.
Isn't it terrific? Nothing happened. The ceiling didn't fall in, and the earth didn't open up, and the building didn't shake at all.
It will if the mail counts today's receipts.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. Now the scare is over, the people are going to stop pouring in here.
Yes. Unless the Indian was using a sundial.
Hey.
The accuracy of which depends on how straight your stick is.
Let me turn the gas back on.
It was over 3.5 on the Richter scale.
She loved it. She thought it was terrific. I gotta call Tommy.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, what a mess. Let's just close up this place. There's nothing we can do now. Listen, don't anybody touch this mess till my insurance man gets here.
Can you take my money, please?
Oh, sure. Say, Alice, what they have, honey? Oh,
hold on, honey. Turkey dinner, pie, coffee, 6 buttermilks. Thanks for coming in.
I'd like a receipt for that, too, please.
No trouble. Boy, you're going to have some story to tell when you get to where you're going.
Not if they put me in solitary.
That's $3.85.
At all?
Listen, I shouldn't charge you anything after what you've been through.
I wish my ex-wife had felt that way. Let her have a change.
Okay. I meant what I said about not giving you any more trouble.
Good.
Yeah, the sooner we get there, the better I'm going to like it.
Good.
I want to spend some time at the Veterans Cemetery. My brother Joey's buried there.
I don't want to hear it.
It was a chaplain during the Korean War, Father Joey. They're going to make a movie of his life.
Okay, sweetheart, I'll see you later. Do you believe that? He loved it. They loved it. All the kids loved it. I must have heard Far Out 12 times.
Yeah, I guess for them, it's like being on a roller coaster.
Well. I lived through my first earthquake.
Yeah, thrilling, wasn't it?
What's the matter with you, Vera?
Don't worry, Vera. We're not going to blame you for the earthquake.
There's just something I got to tell you.
What?
I'm the one who's been taking the tip money. I've been doing it for almost a month now.
Why?
Well, I only took a little bit at a time. I didn't even think anyone would notice. I did it for us.
I think you better explain that, miss.
Well, we always spend our tip money as quickly as we get it, and I just thought that maybe it would be a good idea to open a savings account for us.
Well, I think that's a sensational idea. That's robbery. You've been skimming a couple of dollars a day for a month. Alice, do you realize what I could have bought with my third of that? 3 Eddie Arnold records.
Getting 6% interest. Compounded daily.
So how much is there in there now?
As of yesterday, $72.13.
Keep up the good word.
There. Now Mel's diner looks just the way it used to.
The Taj Mahal with grace.
Boy, I tell you, I'll never forget that earthquake yesterday. But look at it today. The air smells fresh. There's a gentle breeze.
Hurricane weather.
Hey.
What are you talking about?
Well, the handy disaster book says that...
I'm going to make a handy disaster out of you. Give me this stupid book.
This is my...
All right, Bowen. We don't want to hear any more about any disaster.
Thank you.